Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Lex,
and you're listening to another episode of The Pleasure Is All Yours.
We are here promoting sexual liberation of the Black and queer communities.
Yes, we want to laugh, learn, and just really discuss all the ways that the pleasure is
all yours.
It's all yours, baby. Hey guys, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Welcome back.
We are here, season three.
2024.
Yo, time is not real.
It's not real, and you can agree with us even more on our last episode called Time Fucking Flies.
Yeah.
It did. It seemed like season two was last year.
You know what's so funny is we were talking about time and like time flying by so fast. I don't know if it was you and me, or if it was me and Ren, I don't remember. Mm. But I was like, you know how I just, like, how I get over the fact that time is passing is I just don't think about the time.
Yes, that
like,
was.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what day is it? That's cool. I'm alive.
Yeah.
That's what day
the
it
day is.
Is
alive.
The day is here. That's what it is.
And, you know, that's how our ancestors used to live as I feel well. Like, they didn't know the dates.
Because I feel like if I focus too much on time, then I give myself a lot of anxiety, which I already have a lot of anxiety about, like, everything.
Yeah.
So literally, it's just a lot easier to just be like, oh, I just see time as Monday through Sunday. So it's like, oh, what day is today? Oh, it's Monday.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
See, I'm working on time management. Mm-hmm. So I have to be a little more like aware of time, but at the same time, it's harrowing. It's quite harrowing to realize mm-hmm. that like the 24 hours you assumed you had in the day are like not actually, there's not really 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's really more like 12 hours in a day.
That's accurate. Because like you spend the first, like you spend what, 8 to 10 hours sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 14.
8 hours at work.
And yeah, eight. Wow, bitch.
That's 16 hours out of the 24 done right there.
How many hours? Eight hours left. And 8 hours for like what they say, like rest. But like,
how are you resting in 8 hours?
When I have to cook my meals and I have to go work out and I have to podcast and like have to go get an oil change.
I'm just telling you, you know, I feel like the countries who have like 3 and 4 day work weeks, you know what? Fuck you, Henry Ford. Fuck you, Henry Ford. Because that nigga's the only reason that we have a 5 day work week. Because he's like, you know what? You know what would be more productive? If we just worked 5 days, because we used to work as a nation only, I think, three days out of the week. And then Henry Ford was like, LOL, maybe we should
work more cars.
Yeah, got to make more money. I need more money. We need them to be on it more often.
Yeah.
And ever since that nigga Henry Ford, I'm telling you, I didn't say it in another episode. Yeah. Fuck you, Henry Ford. Fuck your whole lineage.
It's like an Adam and Eve situation. You know, it's like Eve fucked it up for us. Like Henry
Did she,
Ford.
Though?
No, I don't believe that it causing an apple is like the world's harm, but that's what they, you know, they tell you, like, it's that wretched Eve. That's the reason that it hurts to birth a baby and not because you're pushing 10 pounds out of a 2-inch vagina.
You know, every time I heard the story of Adam and Eve, I always just thought, like, when have we ever been able to trust men? And you're going to trust that he didn't sit here and manipulate my good sis Eve? Hello?
What's that Oprah meme where she's like,
yeah, I don't get it. Man. I do not believe that a woman is at fault for these. I wholly blame Adam. Adam's apple. Why not call it Eve's apple? Who really ate the apple?
They both did.
Nah, I bet you he ate it. And then he was like, God was like, yo, what just happened? What did you do to my paradise?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it was that bitch.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what niggas would do. So
yeah.
That's what I'm assuming what happened.
Mm. I know this is called like The Pleasure's All Yours and everything, but like it's getting really cynical in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Is it?
Like, there's just a lot to consider considering we're in a whole new year.
Yeah.
I don't want to think of like the things that I have to change because like that's not pleasurable. Mm-hmm. Change is not always pleasurable. It's necessary.
The outcome can be though. The outcome of the change can bring you more pleasure.
For sure. For sure. So like, being that it's a new year, how do you feel?
Time isn't real.
Okay, so we're back to that.
So, like, I know it's a new year, and I'm like, I definitely want to adapt new habits, but I've been wanting to adapt new habits.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I don't think that the year restarting really does anything personally, just because it's like, like I've been saying, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And it's like, I want to do that. I always do. But there are also so many factors that continue to kind of hinder the things that I want to do or kind of make it hard. And life be life in and crazy as fuck sometimes, especially like lately, not even like life crazy with me, just life crazy around me, yeah, which is like sure. really stressful. And yeah, so I feel normal. I feel normal. I haven't had to write the date down. So, you know, there's that too.
Oh my God, me either.
Yeah, because I work so on a computer crazy. All day, so I don't really need to write anything.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So it just feels like...
another day. It feels like a Tuesday.
It doesn't...
That's how Christmas felt. That's how... Yeah, it just felt like another motherfucking day. I felt like I was off on a Monday, like Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, I don't know. Capitalism just really ruins everything and, like, really pushes time forward.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's really no... like, when do we have time for anything? Because it's Halloween and we're already on Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas and we're already on St. Patrick's Day. Like, like it's we're constantly moving forward. So if I'm always like time, I don't have time. Like I know I don't have time. And everywhere around me, when you go shop, when you get online, when you, anything, all the ads that are consistently pushed at us all the time, like it's always constantly reminding you, oh shit, it's right around the corner. Yeah. Like, you know, so that's just a lot. So that's again, why I just be ignoring time.
Don't subscribe to time.
I don't, unless I need to like be somewhere, then I'm trying to pay attention to the time. Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a great way to look at it.
What about you?
Just don't even let it phase you.
Yeah. You got it. That's my DeLulu. That's my DeLulu.
And we are all owed one DeLulu.
Time's not real.
You know?
It's 2 p.m. Okay. Are you sure? I was like working and I was like, oh shit, it's 4. I was like, no, it's not. It's just almost the end of my work day.
That's a good way to think about it. The sun is going down.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is though.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. I think, you know, there's just like a lot of what I want to accomplish, but I'm also, like you said, like there's always just a lot I want to accomplish. So I'm trying to like break them down into like really small things that I can like give myself little dopamine rewards for and like make it just seem a little easier.
Yeah, your little New Year's bingo card is so super cute.
TikTok really be having the girls in check. Yeah. Okay. Make a little go on Canva and get a little manifestation bingo card going for your year. If you're that girl, like not everybody is that girl that wants a vision board or like wants, they don't, some people just don't need rewards, bitch. But I need rewards. I need to put a little sticker on that little hole.
Yeah.
So I'm like, makes me feel better about myself.
Vision boards don't do it for me. I think they're really pretty, but I think I'm such like the artsy part of my brain really wants it to look nice.
Yeah.
And it can't, like,
overwhelming.
That's not how it's going to look. It's like a modge podge of things.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I don't like that. We need structure. I need structure of some kind.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw this like really cute one that these girls were doing where, you know, obviously you print out pictures like at Walmart or whatever and they like lined it up and then they put it in a frame and it like looked like a modge podge picture that hung up in their gallery wall. And I was like, oh, that's cute. That's subtle. But like, again, it's just like the overthinking, like, of, okay, what is my aesthetic going to be? And like, where can I find these pictures on Pinterest? It just like turns into a lot. But the manifestation bingo, that's easy. I just did it real quick on my computer. It took me like an hour or two to like really think about what I wanted to accomplish.
Yeah.
But you know, I need to get it printed out, blown up. Mm-hmm. And that'll be what like I try to follow as much as I can. It's also, you know, it's our Saturn year for real. It's already a Saturn year.
It is Saturn return this year.
And then it's our Saturn return as well as it being a Saturn dominant year. So, you know, let's get our discipline, you know,
that's my main thing that I want more of is discipline. It is really hard when my brain is a hamster, like not even a hamster on a wheel. Like, okay, actually, this is how my brain works.
Okay.
Little hamster on a wheel, and you're watching the video, and you're like, oh my God, that motherfucker really going. And then miss a step, and now he's like,
oh my God.
When I tell you that is how my brain works, that is how my brain works.
That is so cute.
It's like, yeah, we got it. Wait, oh, look over there. Boom, fucked up.
I would say my brain is more like the SpongeBob brain where there's millions of people filing away millions of things, but they all have like...
his name.
But every time I ask them to pull up that information about what I need to do today, they're like, we do not have that girl. It's gonna the processing time is just like not there.
Yo, that's a good episode of SpongeBob. I want you to forget everything except for fine dining
and breathing. You know, SpongeBob has like really beautiful life lessons.
Yeah, no, it really does. Yeah. And when I hear people say that, oh, I didn't grow up listening to SpongeBob, watching SpongeBob, I'm like, how could your mom think that this guy was a demon? I don't understand. He's fucking dumb. And his best friend is even more dumb.
Did you fucking see what I sent you on Twitter?
Oh my God.
Bitch, I don't even know what to do. I want to pull it up so bad. Okay, I sent it to you like this afternoon, like maybe like 5.
Okay. Oh, then I don't think I've opened the app since then.
It is I don't think it's an AI video. I think somebody took the time to make it, but it is a drill inspired song. It was with SpongeBob, Patrick, Mr. Krabs, Sandy, and Gary. And it has like a video to it, and it is like so the song is so good. I listened to it like on repeat like twice, like 2 or 3 times. It was fucking awesome. But like I really just need you to listen to it because it's crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. Sometimes the internet is amazing. Like, it takes me a lot to want to like participate in social media and like find the joy in it. But when I see videos like that,
yeah,
I'm like, that's what the social media is for. It's for crazy memes and videos of your childhood favorite cartoon characters on a drill song.
Yeah. I see the AI ones. I saw like Patrick singing Free Yourself.
Oh God. Or Snooze.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? So I see those. I see those. I think, you know, we talk about the new year and then I think about like social media and things like that. And like, I feel like both of us have really been like very anti-social media for the past like few months, if not longer. It just feels kind of overwhelming to participate in social media and be consistently digesting news and tragic news and more tragic news. Mm. And, you know, seeing other people, like even we can all say that we don't compare ourselves to other people, but seeing people succeed and like, man. It's like, wow, you're the same age as me and this is where you're at. But like,
you're younger than me and this is where you're at.
Yeah. And then like, but also I always have to like follow that thought up with like, you know, well, everybody's resources and paths are different and different things have happened to everyone to get them to where they are. So just some people get it at a different point in their journey. And I think that makes me feel a little better about it. But even just consistently being on it, it still just very much fuels that feeling. So that's one reason I don't even be on that hoe. Like I be on TikTok. And when I tell you I see something that I don't want to see and I scroll immediately.
Yeah.
Like you're not about to stress me out on my phone.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
No, I totally agree with that. I don't know why. Like the aversion to Instagram is so fucking real. I know I tell you this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I will literally hover over that app and just like I have to force myself on it. And then when I get on it, I don't even do what I need to do. Like I'll be getting on it to like search like somebody's profile name or like check like our Instagram inbox or like check on a reel that we did or something like that. Mm-hmm. And like I'll forget I need to do that just because I open the page, I see something, and then I'm like, I like dive in. I'm like, okay, now I gotta watch everybody's story that I missed up on. Oh, this person's doing this. Oh, this person's doing this. And I gotta like sulk about it. And then before I know, I'm just like in a totally different mind space, headspace. I don't remember what I fucking came to the app to do. And then I close the app feeling like really like defeated.
Yeah.
So I just fucking, I don't want that to be my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on social media all the time. I just want a better relationship with social media than I have, you know? Yeah. And like X is not what Twitter is not what it used to be.
Yeah. And I think because they changed the name and everybody got off of it and everybody moved to TikTok.
Let me tell you something. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier.
Yeah.
X thinks that I'm a white gay man.
Oh no.
My algorithm is fucked, dude. Like I tweeted about it last week. I said Twitter thinks I'm a gay man. It has gotten exponentially worse since then. I think I watched one video of two beautiful black men making love together. They were switches. They were both switches. So it was like, I'm fucking you, then I'm fucking you, then I'm sucking you, then I'm sucking you, then I'm fucking you again.
Hell yeah.
And it was 21 minutes of fabulousness. I don't know if anybody else is like addicted to Twitter porn.
It is good.
I don't know what to call it. I'm going to call it Twitter.
Yeah.
X porn. It's fabulous. So I was so excited. I didn't even do any more digging. Like I watched the 20 minute video and then I moved on with my fucking life.
Yeah.
But now all I'm getting is like that white gay memes, memes of Troye Sivan and what's that guy from Saltburn, Jacob Elordi, and like fuck, marry, kill Michael B. Jordan, Bowen Yang, like all these like super sexy.
Do they have that not interested option in the three dot?
Girl, I've been using the fuck out of that. It has gotten to the point where I'm just sad to be here. I don't have anything. I don't have Hulu no more. Cause
yes, you do.
I do. I haven't gone back on.
You and the ads, bitch.
Hold on.
You
and the hold ads. On. Can I say something? Sure. Can I talk? Can I talk?
Sure.
I haven't watched it. Not because it has ads now.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I'm sad that I missed out on the opportunity to have ad free.
Well, you would have been paying for it.
Oh, I know. And that is not what I want to do. So I'm happy and I'm thankful. I'm so grateful for you that you would give me your password to the ad infused Hulu.
Because I don't pay. I've literally had free Hulu for like 6 years because of my phone. My phone plan.
That's how HBO Max is for me.
They don't do it anymore because I got it when I was when Sprint was a thing. And now Sprint is T-Mobile.
Grandfathered in.
Yeah, so I still get free Hulu. There's no like expiration on it. I just get free Hulu. Okay. So if I want to get like a upgrade, it's not like they prorate you the upgrade price.
You just have,
you have to pay the full price. I've already tried.
Oh yeah, no, I mean like, I don't want that for you. That seems like a deal. Like I wouldn't, you know. I don't even know what I was saying. All I know is now my phone, because I don't have Netflix anymore because they're back to doing household shit. Now all I really do on my phone is play fucking Diner Dash.
Love that game.
And I'm reading again, which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah, right now I'm reading The Creative Way.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that the other day.
Yes, that one is a great book. The Creative Way is Rick Rubin. It's a book that Diamond got me for Christmas. But The Artist Way is what I was telling you about, which is more of an interactive book, like you do work.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
From it, it's like a workbook, I guess you could say.
Okay, they have they have damn near the same name.
No, they do. Which
creative way? And what was the other one?
Artist way.
The Artist Way. That's the same fucking thing.
Maybe it's not creative. Maybe it's creative something. But I don't know. But it's by Rick Rubin, and it's so good. It just like basically says hold on. Now that I'm thinking about it, they both the books have the exact same point. Which is like being an artist is not something you like. Being creative is not something you have to be an artist to be. Life is creation. Mm-hmm. And so like just by living your life, you're like creating art. And like that's how you, if you live your life like you're creating art, then you create art that reflects your life that like impacts people.
Yeah.
That's what both of these books are about. It's about like waking up every morning and making a conscious effort to like not create the life you want, but like see things for their beauty and like break down like your inner thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you walk out into the world and instead of just like seeing the clouds, you see like how the cloud used to be like water. And then like
I literally think that all the time. And when I like when I walk out and it's foggy, I'm like, we're just walking through a big cloud right now. The cloud just came down to say hi because that's all fog is. All fog is. We're just in a cloud.
Life is just creation, using what we already have, the materials we already have to make something else, you know?
Very true.
Yeah. That's one of my goals is to read more. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, like I was really into books and then I just fucking
COVID because we had time.
Yeah, because we had time.
We had time. Everything was closed. Nobody was doing anything. You needed to do something with your time. So reading was
that
it
word.
Was that and masturbating. That's it.
I haven't even really been doing that as much.
Bussin' it.
What time does Kava close, bitch?
I fucking love Kava.
I want to go to Kava so bad.
I fucking love Kava. I don't know. Where's my phone?
This is crazy. No, don't. I got to get this uploaded in 12 hours. No.
Bitch, I will check right now. Kava is so good.
I love Kava. I just like their, I like the little pita things. I like the lamb, like the braised lamb. Yeah, that's what
with
I get.
With the chicken. I always get chicken because you can, I don't know. I feel like you can't trust meat other places because like, how do you prepare your meat? You know,
I don't know. Lamb doesn't like look, it looks very like well seasoned
It's not the seasoning, it's more like, is it dry? Is it chewy? Is it fatty?
Yeah.
You know, I feel
sometimes it is fatty, but I can look at it and be like, yeah. No, that's what I do at Chipotle.
Yeah.
I wait till I get up there and I see like, what are them veggies looking like, girl? Mm-hmm. Are they fresh? Mm-hmm. What is the guacamole looking like, girl? Is it fresh? Mm-hmm. If it's brown, I'm gonna skip over it.
Yeah.
I do like the chicken, but I'm a braised lamb.
The chicken, the, like, I love other meats. the only my thing is I don't like a lot of fat on my meat, and like chicken is the one thing that like is not super fatty. Yeah. It's good every time. No matter where I've gotten chicken from, it's good every time. So chicken is always safe for me, and I like to be a little safe when I'm eating my food, because if I get my fucking food and it's gross, I'm going to be a different kind of pissed off.
Oh, no.
Not girl. I won't, obviously. I do not berate service workers. I would just be really pissed.
Be pissed by yourself.
Yeah, I would just be real pissed and probably tweet about
it. Are you a returner? Like, say you went to, because Cava wouldn't get your order wrong because it's in front of you. Mm-hmm. Like, say you went somewhere where they could get your order wrong and you didn't check it before you go out there and you left and then you went home and it's wrong. It's, like, completely wrong. Are you going out to go back and get it? Perfect conditions. No traffic. It's not raining. It's not
cold. It's not far.
It's not. It's 6 minutes away.
Oh, I'm going back.
You're going to go back and you're
going to. I'm going back immediately.
Wait for your food to be re-prepared and then get the food that you wanted.
Okay. Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. We're at a restaurant. You asked for no anchovies on your pizza. You're so hungry, bitch. But there's anchovies on your pizza.
Take that shit off.
Right. Absolutely.
Send it back.
Send it back. 100% because I'm paying for that.
That's also why I take my time ordering at restaurants, because if they bring me something, they're going to be real pissed when I ask them to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I'll send back a drink even if I order the drink and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm awful. So sorry. Because why would I pay $13?
For an awful drink.
No, ma'am. And I don't. Sometimes I will not accept, we'll remake it for you. No, make me something else.
Please. No, I don't want that.
Bartender, but then I tip, you know, show my appreciation.
Mm-hmm. I think I really, you know, I really want to, I bought skates last year, new skates from Impala Skates. We love them. And I haven't really, like, I didn't really pick it back up because I moved right after I got them. But that's one thing I kind of want to pick up again, but it's cold outside and I did like to skate outside a lot. Yeah. And I don't think there's like a skating rink anywhere near me.
Do you think you could take them into the dance studio?
You're a genius. Yeah. I probably could. Because the floor is tile. Mm-hmm. So I could probably do that.
Is it tile or like that?
That wood. That weird wood stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Get to practicing the fundamentals.
Yeah.
So by the time spring is there, you're like back in it to win it.
And I was like, you know, maybe it's because, like, I was popping so much puss at one point. I don't really be, like, I have the thoughts, like, you know, Red is in a different country right now, and she's been gone for almost 2 weeks. I'm dying. Mm-hmm. I just want to let everybody know I'm, like, a little dried up starfish.
Oh, no.
What the fuck am I? Like, I literally am like, wow, I really just want to be in the house. Like, I really just want to be in the house. But, like, you know, I was just ovulating as well. So I was like, damn, it's crazy being this horny and not, like, really having the urge to, like, go on an app to find a person, to talk to a person, because I feel that ruins my horny.
Yeah.
At this point now.
Oh, girl, I'm over it.
Like, it ruins it. I'm like, I would love to meet, like, it's not even like I'm trying to meet anyone, because I really don't have, like, that's really not my focus right now.
No capacity.
Like, at all. Like, I'm really trying to fucking get shit straight and get my shit together, bro. 30 is right around the corner. And I'm trying to start 30 off with most of my shit together. Yeah. I know I can't have all my shit together, because when do you ever actually have all your shit together? Yeah. But I am definitely trying to go into 30 with more of my shit in a little basket wrapped in a nice little bow. Mm-hmm. So that way it feels less like baggage and more like an accessory.
Yeah. I love that. That's a beautiful analogy.
Yeah, you know, because I was like thinking of a cute little picnic basket with all my shit in it.
Carry it around.
Yeah.
Tied up with a bow, like you said.
Exactly.
Love that.
Yeah.
Hmm. I know you were talking about something before your picnic, and I would really like to go back to it because I had thoughts. But, about how you just, like, you don't have the capacity to, like, do anything about your horniness.
Yeah.
Like, because Red is not here.
Yeah, and I just was masturbating in my bed for, like, ever.
The need, like, the desire to, like, overfill in that compartment just isn't there. I know it was there for me, like, early in the year. I was just like, I need this. I need, like, the freedom to, like, do what I want to do and, like, go out there and do it. But, like, when I was, it's exhausting. Like, being on the apps is exhausting.
It's mostly because people don't have fucking sense. Like, people don't have sense. And I also feel like people don't realize that, like everyone's always like, don't small talk me. But, like, if I come at you with a real question, now you think I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just one of those things, too, where a lot of people on the apps are, like, very superficial and more as, like, like we're trying to connect with people,
yeah,
right? Like I want a friendship, I want anything, you know, whatever. I just want to connect with people.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people crave human connection, but I also feel like they don't really know how to talk to people. And you putting in your profile that you don't like small talk, I'm going to ask you a question that is not small talk at all. And then you're going to leave my ass on delivered or read, or you're going to unmatch me or something like that. Like I'm asking like, wow, what was your favorite memory in the last 2 months? So that way you can tell me and then we can talk about it. I'll tell you mine.
Something about each other.
Right off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question.
That doesn't fucking work though. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
I haven't been on any of the apps because I know Red might be listening and she'll be like, you didn't fucking tell me that. I have not been on the apps. I still have my profile up, but I haven't really been on them. But that's what I think about. Even while she's been gone, like I spend so much time with her that like I realize that I always have a companion,
yeah,
like to go do things,
yeah,
to just kind of sit and not be a person.
Yeah.
Like there's always somebody, if I have a random thought, I can just say it out loud, mm-hmm, and somebody else is going to like be like, girl, what? Or like, teehee, you know? And so I realize I really, really, really love that like a lot. So I don't know, like, and wanting, like trying to like replicate that is hard because bitches don't be for real.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, and, but I've been saying that bitches don't be for real on the apps. I've been saying that shit.
I don't think I have the energy for I hate to say it, but like the beginning of getting to know you stage. Like,
yeah.
I just really don't have the energy. I've been on the apps to like try to meet people while I'm traveling, but it's, mm-hmm, like a lot of that is going to be like being in the get to know you stage, especially, yeah, if I'm not there for very long and then I come back like twice a year or whatever. Like, it's just going to require a lot. And so I'm in an impasse. Like, oh, I want to really just like enjoy, like, I want to enjoy traveling. I want to like build our community while I'm out there. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, just meet people and like make connections, but I don't know if I have it in me, dog.
I think like I think it'll be more so like going places and talking to people,
yeah,
rather than like getting on the apps and stuff. Because I also think a lot of people are, you know, I don't want to say it's all people not knowing what the fuck is going on and like just not having any common sense or conversation skills. I also think that it's like we're all so suspicious of each other.
Facts.
I think we are all so suspicious of each other that it makes it hard to also make a connection because it's like, well, what does this bitch want from me?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just expecting that somebody might be weird or something like that, because people do be fucking weird. Yeah. So
and,
there's that, but they do be weird.
We have some weird experiences.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then they be like, it was you. And I'm like, wait, I was being mad normal. I swear to God. Like, you know, but
I feel like I'm pretty normal. I feel like you're pretty like normal. Like, yeah, when you meet somebody, I wonder what they would say.
I don't do too much when,
yeah,
I first meet people.
Yeah.
I definitely converse. I definitely try to like go do an activity.
Yeah.
I do like to ask people like odd questions, mm-hmm, when I first like start talking to them. Like, oh, what was like your favorite thing to do as a kid? And then they tell me and I'm like, oh, do you still indulge?
Do it?
Yeah. Do you indulge yourself in it still? Like, that sounds like something, that sounds fun. You know, just asking interesting questions that kind of get your brain going.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
I don't have much memory of my childhood.
Okay.
I think definitely like going to one of my aunt's house and like seeing my favorite cousin,
mm,
is probably up there.
That's always great.
That's literally the only thing that comes to mind. You know, trauma really eats your brain. Depression eats your brain. Cause when it comes to like my childhood and stuff, I cannot absolutely remember most of it, but definitely loved going over to my cousin's house. We would play Rock Band. My aunt is like a reader. Leave me alone unless somebody is hurt kind
or
of
bleeding,
person,
yeah,
or bleeding. So she would literally like be in her room listening to an audiobook or reading on her iPad or watching TV, and we would just be in the living room. As long as we didn't make too much noise or anything, she'd come out periodically to check on us, but we would literally just be chilling, because I also had an older cousin,
yeah,
who was kind of like watching us.
Okay.
But yeah, that's probably it. Me and my cousin used to just have so much fun. But now I don't live in my hometown, and she lives in my hometown. She also was very queer. Like, I'm not discounting her queerness. She just was extremely gay,
yeah,
when we were really close. And so now to have her married to a cisgendered man and also have two kids,
yeah,
is kind of like thrown off.
Yeah, me, so. It's just a little different.
It's just a little different, yeah, because we can't like relate on it, like we really can't relate on like a lot of stuff, so you know.
Do you talk to them often?
No, I will call to like check up on her, or she'll call me to check on me, you know, and we'll talk for like an hour or two. Just have a nice little kiki, but we don't really talk or anything. Every time I go there, I do go see her and the kids and her husband. And like her family is amazing and they're all so cute. She has like the kids have locks, she has locks, the dad has locks.
I love it when the family all
of
have locks.
All of their names start with an A. Okay. Also, so I just think that like, you know, just a real, and they're both dark skinned, so their kids are dark skinned. So it's just like they're like their family is gorgeous, you know. Okay. I love it. I love, you know, that. I do love like talking to her about her relationship and stuff, because they are also like open. They do have an open marriage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not, and like polyamorous as well. They are trying to, I know at one point they were dating someone who they were trying to bring into their family, to the point where they asked her to have their third baby.
Wow, but it didn't work out.
It didn't work out, no. I don't want to put their business on here, but bitches is crazy. That's all I got to say. And they're really good at hiding how crazy they are. So
that's scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know.
We need a couple on here. Are you an open couple? Mm-hmm. Are you an open, preferably queer couple?
Hit me up. HMU.
Hit the line, baby. Go to the link in our bio. Sign up on the guest submission form.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, I keep coming back to this bitch. This pod is called Pleasure's All Yours.
Yes.
So what would you say your, what would you say your biggest pleasure goal is? Not like, obviously not sex anymore. Cause you know, we're just, the pod is so much more than that now.
Yeah.
So it definitely does not have to be sexy or sexual, unless it is.
Yeah.
Then hooray.
I mean, you know, at the top of my list is always eating more puss.
Okay.
That if we're talking sexual.
Okay.
I was on the Twitter porn, you know.
Oh, man.
And the ebony lesbian porn on that shit is so fucking good.
Yeah, I'll send you all my channels.
So good. Like, it's so good. So, you know, I was watching all these videos of, like, just these women just eating coochie. And, like, it's like, I don't even want, like, yeah, I want to get my coochie ate, but, yo, I want, like, I don't understand. I don't know if people can understand. I need you to look like a visual. Visualize.
Okay.
Eating pussy.
Uh-huh.
And when labia majora like is like on your face right here.
Okay.
Like right
like
on the outside.
Like a mask.
Of yes. Like,
okay.
Let me wear you like a mask. Like for real. That, like, okay. That's it. Like,
yeah.
I want to like why is up to my nose.
Okay.
Wet.
Got you.
What's going on?
Okay.
Was it good? Yeah, it was.
Okay.
So, but outside of that, it's what I want.
Yeah.
Will I be like looking for it actively? Probably not.
What?
Pussy.
Oh, okay. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
But outside of pussy.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I, okay. We're back. No, I'm here.
We're back. outside of that, I think, like, you know, I've been back in therapy, so I'm kind of, like, working more so on, like, forgiveness. Like, my therapist is, like, you know, my mom is my mom, and all these things have happened with my mom, and it is, like, really impacts me a lot. Like, a lot of the ways I think, the way that my brain responds to things, like, how I feel in relationships, I know it all stems back from that. And so what she's been really, like, pushing me towards is like, well, you have to forgive your mom. And I'm like, she doesn't deserve that though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She's like, but you do. And I was like, but what is, like, I know, like, me forgiving her has something to do with me, but like at the same time, what the fuck that got to do with me?
Yeah.
Because like, I can accept where it is and I can accept how I am because of it, but I don't feel like she deserves my forgiveness, because she can't even hold her, like, a bitch can't even hold herself accountable
yeah.
to these things. So why should I forgive her? Like, I don't see it. So I want to work more towards that.
But like, I kind of understand what you're saying. Like, what, cause especially because you don't necessarily have a relationship with her right now.
At all.
What would forgiveness really add to you if you've already like accepted where you're at and you're like very just like, that is the way it is. Here's that. And like, here's me trying to move forward with who I am. What does forgiveness have to do with like you moving on? Like, I would just really, I what is that?
Yeah, cause even when like when we do talk about it, I always end up like crying so much, like so much. I actually really hate talking about my mom in detail. But she literally has been like, you know, all like one thing is like, I just wish that she would just apologize and just take accountability. And my therapist was like, but what if she doesn't ever do that? And I was like, she won't ever do that.
And that's why you don't really have a relationship.
Yeah. And that's really upsetting. And like, you know, even Red during the holidays, like, you know, she wasn't here.
Yeah.
And so I was mostly by myself for the holidays, which is like really, really hard for me because I used to be around my family a lot during the holidays, especially Christmas. So Thanksgiving, I'm usually fine, but like Christmas is really, really, really hard for me and I kind of go numb. So like, I don't really know where I was going with that. I got distracted by my emotions.
Naturally. Yeah.
But like Christmas is really hard. So it's like, having to move past all those feelings means that I also have to like get myself to not feel bad during Christmas. But it's like, it's not even, I don't even feel bad because I can't see my mom. I do feel bad because I can't see my mom because, you know, something else I said is like, you can't replicate like a mother. Like you can't, like you can get like a motherly figure, like a caring individual. You can get those things, but you can't like replicate a mother. And I was like talking about how like it really sucks. Like I love that so many of my friends have family and they can hang out with their parents and stuff. Like I love that for them. I truly do. I just like it's hard missing and wanting something you never received anyway. Mm-hmm. And like being envious of something you never received anyway. Cause it's like, I can be envious of it. But I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah.
I don't know what that feels like for my mom to be like concerned about like where my adulthood is going. I don't know what it's like for my mom to be so concerned about me that she's like, okay, well let me just take care of it for you.
Yeah.
My mom has never, as an adult, called to make an appointment for me, has never given me advice on how to do these things, like all of these things, like and I want to make peace with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like it sometimes feels like I'm missing a piece because I didn't receive that. And there's nothing I can do about that. There's nothing I can do about missing a piece. And so it's, you know, my sexual assault on top of that, like, and that still to this day feeling like something else was stolen from me is just a whole fucking lot like all the time.
Yeah.
So I want to build more community, which is why like I am not focusing so much on sex and I'm trying not to, because I do want to build a community. I want to have a place to go on the holidays and not just be fucking sitting in my house like eating Chinese food and doing nothing, or always having to be the one to host the party for the holidays. Like, I hate that shit. I don't hate it because I love to host, but like, I want to feel like I don't know. I want to feel like I just want to feel like I have like
a second family, like a family.
And I don't, like, I have really close friends and things like that, but even like, I don't know shit about you. Like, I know shit about your parents. I don't know shit about your parents. I don't know shit about your family. My other friends, same fucking thing. So I also always feel like an outsider in that way. Cause it's like, well, what do I even look for in a person? Like to even get to that point, like how do I envelop myself in these spaces? Like, I don't know how to do that. And then I feel so awkward around family as well, because I haven't been around my family since I was like 14. I'm fucking 27. So it's like,
what does that even
look like? So it's just always a lot of feelings, and I always end up alone. So really hard to deal with, especially during the holidays. Maybe that's also why I don't pay attention to time. Maybe that's why, because like it really actually hurts a lot to pay attention to like what the days are and what's happening and how much time has passed.
Oh, yeah.
Because like,
yeah,
all this time has passed and I'm still here by myself.
Yeah, I definitely can't relate. Like you said, like I have a family, but I can't say that in the past like year, 2 years, 3 years, that the family that I was spending my holidays with has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And that is definitely something I've like saw to like the brim this week is just like, what is it going to be like when I'm the family member that has to like get everybody together? Cause like my grandmother, she's getting older, and it's just the only people that even come anymore is just me and my parents, me and my mom and my dad. That is it. So it's just us four sitting. And I'm just like, what is it going to be like when I need to take the head? If all of these relationships that I had 5 years ago, 8 years ago are just like falling apart in front of me. Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, things are coming, life is coming out, you know, as, mm-hmm. as the kids get older, you're just able to like be more open about things. People can't hide what they are anymore to yeah. anybody.
Yeah.
And it's just like really shocking because mm-hmm. it just feels like it just happened like all at once. And so yeah. like, I know I can't say like cause I wasn't alone. And I thank God that like I have parents that care about me and like are involved in my life. But it is like, I know how it feels to feel jarring. Like, it just feels like, was it even a fucking holiday? Like, genuinely, like, was it a holiday season? Like, and I know everybody felt like that in general, and we like joke about capitalism, but like, maybe it's a lot deeper than that for everybody.
Oh, like, it's there's definitely a lot deeper than that for me. Like, I'm like, yeah, it was just another day, but that's really depressing for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Like, really felt really bad whenever I was like talking to her, because I was like, I spent so much of my day in my bed crying this morning because I was just so upset. Like, and I have to stay away from social media, especially on the holidays, because you just see everyone with their families, yeah. with their moms. And I really don't ask everybody how their holiday was, because like, I don't, another reason, you know, it's a lot of reasons that I avoid things. Like, I avoid movies a lot, because happy families and movies, I'm going to cry like immediately. It's not even a sad scene. Everybody's together. Everybody's happy. I'm going to cry. Like, I just am, because like, what is that like? Like, what is that like to have the love of your parents? Like, what is that like? I don't fucking know. So it's really hard. Like, you know, people say all the time, like, I feel so alone. I feel so alone. But like, the type of alone I feel is so, so like deep. Because there's nothing anybody can do. And like, people can sympathize, because it's like, oh, that's so sad that's you and that's your life. You can't really like empathize with me, as though like, you can't be like, oh my God, I know what that's like. So I know that's awful. Like, I haven't really met anyone that is that way, that can like really like relate and like understand when I say things like that. Even like, when people don't have good relationships with their families, but they still are in, like, they still have relationships with their family, part of me is like, well, maybe I can't just get over my hurt to like be with my family. But at the same time, they've proven time and time yeah. again that like, it doesn't matter if I try to get over it, they're going to do it again. So it's like, I am thankful for like my independence, and like my brain being itself enough for me to know like, this is not acceptable behavior from someone who's supposed to love and care about you. And for me to remove myself from that situation to avoid worse hurt. But like, that should be hurting either way. So, you know, I want to get to a place where I can just be like, I don't know. Cause I don't know if it's ever okay.
Yeah. Right. You know?
Cause again, I'm always like looking, like, it feels like I'm always looking for something. I don't know what it looks like mm-hmm. anyway. So, you know, my therapist was like, well, maybe you just need a mentor or something like that. And it's like a mentor as in like someone who is nurturing and caring. Oh, okay. And like is
a,
there.
Not, like, not like a parental figure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it's like, I'm 27 at this point.
Yeah.
Where do you find those? Yeah. Like, genuinely, where do you find those? Yeah. And
especially now, I just feel like there's just a lack of community in yeah. general,
yeah.
which doesn't lead anybody to have a lot of options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's a time. And year after year, I do my best to like process through it and like just kind of get myself through it. But like I said, Thanksgiving is no big deal, but like, Christmas is always the one that's like super, super hard for me. And like, literally, I can't tell you how much time I spent fucking sobbing, not even crying, like hard out, like sobbing, just because like, I'm like, I have friends that care about me and stuff, but my friends have families and that's where they're gonna go for the holidays. So I'm by myself. It's just me. Like, every time it's just me. So that shit is jarring. That shit is sad sometimes, a lot of the times. And it's really hard to like process through because like I have no problem being alone. That's the problem. I like being by myself. But like in a time where everyone's like, oh, this is time for family. Like I get back and everybody's like, oh, how was your time with your family? Everybody's talking about all these things. I'm like, I don't have one of those. So I ate Chinese food and sat on my couch and fucking watched TV. That's it. I wanted to hug people and say hi and like, oh, I missed you. I haven't seen you in for a while, you know, in forever, but that's just not how it worked. So I didn't mean to get sad Sally on this hoe, but you asked. Sorry.
I did. Yeah. So I did ask about your pleasures, but you did say ultimately it's to eat good pussy and find community.
Yeah.
So I'm riding with that. I love that. I think it's possible. I think it requires being open, but also it requires like finding the people that aren't fucking weird.
Yeah.
If you aren't fucking weird, hit up Lex, hit up the podcast, say hi. If you're also looking for community and you live in, you know, like Texas, North Texas, anywhere in Texas, really, reach out, you know, like, because there are other people that are alone on the holidays or want to just talk to somebody or somebody that can relate. So I think this is a good time to say, like, both in both ways. Like,
yeah, we say that, but I also, like, I know we say that and it's like about being open for that, but I don't know. Like, I really, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I think about just some random person, like, messaging me and being like, hey, what's up? I don't know. Cause I'm looking for a feeling, not more of like a person, you know? And I don't think anybody can give me the feeling I'm wanting or I'm needing.
Yeah. So. I'm definitely not saying that that people reaching out is going to solve all your problems. I don't think that. I'm just saying it gives people a space to communicate together and be like, oh, bitch, I know how that feels at the least.
Yeah.
Like that aren't already in your presence or in your face. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been an all over the place episode.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to end it on a sad note? That's wild.
Well, I mean, okay.
Sorry.
Exactly. I would say my biggest pleasure this year is going to be to fucking clean up my face and see the world. That is what I want to do. I want to travel and enjoy myself when I travel by myself. Can't wait to get in a place where I live by myself. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, really just want to spend a lot of time by myself.
Yeah.
I've told everybody in my life that since it is Saturn year, I'm setting a lot of boundaries. I had to talk. There's a lot of stuff going on in my family right now, and I had to text. Like, I had to talk to my mom about it, and I just, like, I'm just really trying to set boundaries with everybody. And that is just for my own good because I just, like, I'm just so tired of, like, feeling the way I feel, but I feel like the only way I'm gonna feel better is if I like really just reset everything. So, you know, my skin looks like it's never looked before in Jesus's name. Even when I was 16, I've not had acne the way I'm having acne right now, and it is literally destroying my confidence. So my goal this year is to like not only figure out my skin and like make it better, but I know it's gonna be a process. It's not gonna disappear overnight.
Yeah.
So it's like learning how to like be involved with myself in a way that is healing instead of like just like constantly like focusing on like what I look like. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding my joy in other places.
Yes.
And at fucking home so I don't have to wear fucking makeup.
It's just fun being in the house where you can control the environment in every way.
Bitch, 40 days.
Uh-huh.
40 days and 40 nights. Mm-hmm. And you will not see me except for right here in this chair.
Okay, bet.
That is not a happy note, but it is a happy note. Oh, if any of you bitches have been on Accutane, hit my ass up, y'all, because I'm about to start it in February and I'm really nervous. I heard it makes your pussy dry. I heard it makes everything in your life dry. So I know I need to get a little Stanley cup and get my water going and like, I just need some advice. I need like all the supplements. I need what y'all be eating. I need what y'all like the regimens, because I'm nervous, but I really just want my skin to be better. So I'm willing to take.
But I hear a lot of like really good things about Accutane. Like a lot of people say that the end result is exactly what they want.
Exactly. So, I've seen the glass skin, babe. I've seen the fading acne marks, and I can't wait for that lifestyle. And if I like, if everything goes well, I'll hopefully be like clear skin by the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna stop you.
But until then, you know, it's just about like finding the joys in the process of healing yourself and your body from the inside out.
Yes. Very true. Very true.
Yes.
That'll
yes,
bring
yes.
you more pleasure in life for sure.
For sure.
Because then you'll just be happier in general, and then you'll just enjoy life more in general because you're happier.
Yes. So. Yes. I'm setting boundaries so that I can focus on myself.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay. A little bit better?
Yeah, that's
better. Okay. So, this episode was just like a little hodgepodge of ideas and what we are wanting for 2024. And, you know, I'm excited that we have a place like this where we can document how we feel every week, see how, you know, we're making changes, or see how what we thought we wanted at the beginning of the year isn't even really what we actually wanted at the end of the
year.
Or
what even happened during the year.
Facts, because, bitch, we be forgetting, ho.
Hey. Hey. My brain, hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel.
So, on that note, if you haven't heard of us before, welcome to The Pleasure's All Yours. And season 3 of The Pleasure's All Yours. Oh, my
Number
God.
69.
Number 69. Yes. Like, that is so upsetting that we did not mention that at the beginning. Episode 69, baby. Yeah. Go do it. Go you know, get some head and give some head. You know what I'm saying?
Technically, it's not my favorite.
Me either, because it's just like a lot of work. Like I can't focus. I want to
see your face also. Like I want to see a face. I can't see your face. I can't see your face. I can't see your face.
I just can't focus. And if you're doing what you're doing down there, how do you expect me to keep going up here, baby? I don't get it. But either way, it's a cute episode to start the year on for sure. Mm-hmm. Find us on Instagram at @allyourpleasures_. Subscribe to our YouTube. Like and rate our podcast on Apple Music and Spotify. Please leave a review, girl. Go leave them 5 stars. Go leave them 5 stars. That's the only option that you have is 5 stars. But I feel like it's so easy. Like while you're listening to this right now, while you're listening to me talk about this shit, whip out your phone, hit the home button or whatever, then hit with the now playing, and then rate my shit. Rate our shit. Rate our shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, we love you. Welcome to 2024. Bye.